Well, Jack, it looks like a state review team is turning its sights on the Pontiac School District now. The state is conducting a preliminary review of the district's finances. Could Pontiac become the next school district to come under emergency management?
Well, Christine, I think it's extremely likely that it will. It's missed deficit reduction targets. The city itself has been under an emergency manager, of course, and the district's been struggling, so I don't think anybody will be surprised if that happens.
Now, Michael Stampfler, a former emergency manager for Pontiac, said last week that the emergency manager law is destined to fail. What was behind those remarks?
Well, it's kind of puzzling what he said. In fact, he did a quite credible job as emergency manager, but he had a lot of sharp criticism from legislators. The previous emergency manager, a fellow named Fred Lieb, got so tired of the sniping by the now powerless city council that he quit. And Stampfler basically said the problem is that when the emergency manager goes away, things revert back to the way they were before, and it really doesn't do anything to address the serious problems of the city. Well, I think that's not always been the case. In Hamtramck, for example, back maybe 10 years ago, Lou Schimmel, who now is the emergency manager in Pontiac, came in, sort of cleaned up Hamtramck's mess, and it's gone back to functioning in a normal manner under a normal elected government. So I think it has to do with the city. What Stampfler seemed to be calling for, he spoke to a Rotary in Wyandotte, was something much more like a consent agreement, which is what's being tried in Detroit, where elected officials agree to work with, in this case, an emergency team to sort of get the city back on track, and it's way too early to know how that'll turn out.
Let's talk about national politics for a minute. President Obama made a surprise trip to Afghanistan, and Michigan Democratic Senator Carl Levin was there. Why did Levin go along?
Well, he's the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and what this trip was in part meant to talk about moving on beyond the American military presence in Afghanistan, our gradual de-escalation. It was partly sort of a celebration of the first anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden, America's enemy number one. And, of course, the president wants political points out of this. And since it's a joint effort and Carl Levin is a Democrat like the president, it was only logical that in his capacity as Armed Services Chairman, he go along.
Newt Gingrich will officially announce that he's out of the Republican presidential race today, making it pretty certain that Mitt Romney will be the Republican presidential nominee. What could this mean for Michigan?
What it means for Michigan probably is it will get a little bit more attention this fall. Mitt Romney is a native son, although he hasn't lived here in almost 50 years. Michigan is now a state that trends Democratic. Mitt Romney is probably likely to do significantly better in Michigan than John McCain did 4 years ago when he abandoned the state and lost by almost 1 million votes. But Romney's still an underdog here, and what remains to be seen is how much attention, if the race remains very close down the line where the Republicans will pay a lot of attention to it. The closer Romney makes the race in Michigan, however, the better that the other Republican candidates will do. And in 2008, McCain's abandoning the state was blamed for the Republicans losing the state house and losing a lot of seats in the state house and other seats, 2 seats in Congress. So there'll probably be more of a campaign in Michigan than there was 4 years ago.
And let's end in Lansing. We are seeing movement on changes to the state's personal property tax. It's moving quickly from a Senate committee to a Senate floor vote. What are the politics behind how quickly this bill is being considered?
Well, my suspicion, Christine, is they want to get this all done well before the fall election campaign starts. These folks want to get it wrapped up. They want anything controversial done and go home to campaign. All the members of the House have to campaign. Now, in the Senate, the Democrats have so few seats that they could all fit into an Econoline van. They don't even have a third of the members. Republicans can do whatever they want. In the House, however, there's been this big war over not giving a bill immediate effect, and I suspect the Democrats are, in this case of this issue, going to stage a battle here. They may even go to the courts, and they could prevent, if they prevail, they could prevent this law from going into effect until late this year or early next year. So that's where the real battle's going to be.
Thanks for your insight, Jack.
Always a pleasure, Christina.